You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, why moms and teenage daughters fight more this month than any other time of the year. Which new model cars are the best buys for the holidays? How does the dollar stack up against other currencies? And is now a good time to get a good exchange rate on vacation? Plus, what will it cost in American dollars to buy every item in the song 12 Days of Christmas? Those stories and a whole lot more. Let's meet the friends. Here with a stack of expired online shopping discount codes, it's the guy behind Gonzo.fm, Gonzo, Greg Spillane.
Hey, Phil. You know, now that we live in this post-Black Friday apocalyptic world where the local Walmart has burned out heap of smoldering wreckage, the parking lot littered with the bodies of trampled shoppers who failed to procure their holiday big screen, how, I ask you, are we to consumer?
I need to consumer. Just back from a whirlwind tour of that beautiful park-like city, Tulsa, Oklahoma, it's Skylar Charisma.
Well, hello there, Phil. Question for you.
Yeah.
Looking to buy a ghost town? Well, don't sweat it, because I've got you covered.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
Darn, Greg, I missed the punchline altogether. Consumer, I barely know her.
Right. There you go.
If you listen to the show on iTunes, by the way, thanks for leaving a comment and a five-star review. You're helping the show by doing that, because the folks over at iTunes, while they're busy consuming, they read your comments and notice your five-star reviews, and it does help the show. Really, it does. Thank you very much. Oh, by the way, let's get started.
Oh, yes.
And we'll start with you, Greg. Dude, and thanks a lot for being here.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
In between your, what do you call those, candied yams and cranberry sauce burps.
In fact, that's the promo code in the upper right-hand corner of the website.
Yeah. Did you do a little shopping online? I did. I did some.
Yeah, well, that's what everybody's doing. The Walmart apparently is actually still standing. In fact, the apocalypse of Friday, Black Friday, was down from previous Black Fridays. And Cyber Monday, this time around, this year, biggest one ever. They're estimating around $2.98 billion worth of stuff.
We have that much money to spend?
Yeah, apparently it's just flying around the internet. $2.98 billion.
Does it somehow seem easier to just drop a load of cash on online purchases?
It certainly is when you're loaded and you're on the computer late at night. I'm like, hey, wow, it's like Christmas. Wow, when did I buy this?
Yeah.
Oh, this is cool.
Right, right.
This was for... sales were down for Black Friday. In fact, actually, down a little bit on Cyber Monday, but more stuff sold out, I guess. So yeah. That indicating that there's actually more shopping going on.
Well, see, that's smart. If they sold out all their stuff, that means that that creates demand. And so when they have the post-Cyber Monday sale, which everybody expects is going to happen, right? The prices will be better in about 3 weeks.
Right.
You just don't count on it showing up to your house in time for Christmas.
See, I've always wanted to. I'm not a big fan of this particular holiday. I don't pay much attention to it. But if I am forced into this whole thing,
yeah,
I'd like to do it like January, the first weekend in January.
Yeah, why
you
not?
Know, get the discount stuffs after the first of the year. And it's because I'm a cheap ass, is basically.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I forgot, you're a Wiccan, a warlock? What is it again?
I don't know. It depends what day of the week it is.
Jehovah's Witness, one of those things, right?
The most popular stuff, the stuff you're going to struggle to find and you're going to have to fight to get are like the 4K TVs, Xboxes, Apple stuff, iPad minis and iPad Air, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sony PlayStation 4 is also very hot, and lots of the Lego stuff is very hard to find as well as the Barbie Dreamhouse.
No.
Short supply this year.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot goes on in that dream house that we don't want to know about. Or wait a minute, we do. We do.
We don't.
Know.
We don't.
It's
we don't
amazing want to know? What. Yeah, it's amazing what Ken can get done.
Yeah.
Being how he is down there.
Uh-huh.
That's why G.I. Joe is over all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They still selling that Barbie coffee colonic kit that they used to sell. No, never mind. Now on to other stories, there, Greg.
Great political season this year.
Yep.
This is got to be. It is so absolutely amazing to watch the level of crazy that is happening in this political race. I mean, I think we've all sat back years past and gone, wow, that's insane. Remember Binders Full of Women? Remember that line?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That was a highlight.
That was nothing.
Yeah, it was nothing compared to what we got going on this year. In fact, Donald Trump's latest, have you heard the latest?
No. What's the latest?
He feels as if CNN is not treating him properly. And so what he would like to attend the next Republican debate on CNN is, I don't know, about $5 million.
Oh, well, he wants them to pay for him to show up.
Yes, he wants $5 million to show up to the debate.
Well, you know, why not? If they want to get ratings, and let's be honest, Trump gets ratings.
I think that's actually his logic. He wants to donate it to charity, to Wounded Warriors.
Oh.
That's nice.
Well, so it's not for him. But he says, $5 million.
Selfless act.
For an outsider, how politically skilled is that? It's pretty good, isn't it? See, he's got you coming and going.
He said in the additional quote, I guess to sum up, was that the people who are, quote, really, really, really smart like I am don't need teleprompters. or hairstylists.
Yeah. He knows what to say. He does. He's just rolling along. Because you know what? A lot of people realize that what they say during these primaries doesn't really matter. People have picked their guy or their gal, and it's because they believe they're going to get the job done. And all this stuff that they say during this, march to the election, it doesn't matter all that much. It's entertaining, and you're being entertained, aren't you?
I'm totally entertained right now, but at what point do we get past this early primary crazy? Right, which we're kind of accustomed to it's like the first rounds of American Idol, where they have all the nut jobs on there, and you just sit back going, wow, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
You got to whittle it down to two finalists, and then you realize, wait a minute, they're a little pitchy, dog.
Well, yeah, when we get to the real candidates, I mean, there's a great article in Rolling Stone this time around from that Matt Taibbi guy. And he says, you know what, after we get beyond the first two completely crazy front runners, it's still a massive abyss after that on the Republican side. Well. And so there's a lot of questions as to if Jeb Bush can step up his comedy game, I think is what needs to happen.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll see what happens, too. All right, good. And now, Skyler.
Yes.
I know for years you've been like a Monopoly game. You've been amassing a real estate fortune.
I have.
Slowly but surely. Buying a house here, buying a hotel there, you know, passing go, collecting $200, the whole thing. And so how's that going for you, and what are you looking at now?
Well, now I've got my eye on Sweat, South Dakota, Phil. You know why?
Why?
Because there's a ghost town for sale.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Get this.
Wait a minute. Hold on. The town is called Sweat?
It's called Sweat, Gonzo. Sweat.
That's not like an alternative lifestyle bar, is it? Because if it's not, it should be.
Well, it could be. I don't know. Because it's only 6 acres, okay?
Yeah.
And on it, you can find a 3-bedroom house, a tavern, and what used to be a tire store. Oh. Could all be yours for $250,000.
Are the tires still in there? Any inventory?
Probably not.
No?
But
soak up the fun and sweat.
Soak up the fun and sweat. Did you like my little, what I did earlier when I said, looking for a ghost town, don't sweat it. I got you covered.
That was good.
Did you like
that? I like that a lot. Yeah.
So those 6 acres are going to be mine.
Can
I just need to come up with $250,000. Probably.
That's it? 250.
That's it.
Quarter for 6 acres?
Mm-hmm.
Well, really? Yeah, let's take the tavern. Let's put the gay bar in the tavern.
There you go.
The place is called Sweat.
And and let's keep it that way. Sweat Saloon.
How far is it from the fracking towns?
I think it's like 100 miles just outside
of
the
fracking towns.
So that's
not so bad,
towns.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
50 or 100.
What, the frack?
I know.
Right.
Don't sweat it.
I like that. Ghost town. You can make a killing there.
But let me tell you something.
Flipping it.
Back in the 40s is when its population peaked. It had 40 residents, mm-hmm. a post office, and a grocery store.
Yeah.
So that's when it was just alive and happening.
Did it burn down or something?
You know, I don't know. I think they just they got bored.
I tell you, I buy that town, I'm changing the name.
Why, though?
Oh, no.
No, leave it Sweat?
You got to keep it.
Yeah. It's not appealing. Sweat is not an appealing thing.
Going to make you sweat? I mean, come on.
Yeah, and once we put that drag show in the bar.
There you go.
Am I wrong? Yeah. Are people into Sweat? And I just am I on the outside looking in on this perspiration thing?
Yes, Phil, everybody's having more fun than you.
Everyone is.
Oh, boy. I don't understand. All right. Now, one thing is certain. The entire nation, if not completely consumed by Donald Trump and the rest of the political gang, they are completely consumed with the coming Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Okay, good. I thought I heard crickets there for a moment.
Oh, no.
Oh, they are, right?
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen billboards everywhere.
Now, J.J. Abrams, who's the man behind the new movie, apparently thinks that there's a beautiful lesson to be learned for moms and for daughters. It's bring your daughters to Star Wars Day. And it makes absolutely no sense to me. And maybe it'll make some sense to you. I don't know. Well, but I'll tell you what it is when we return here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Oh, we're back. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. Hello. You've heard of this movie, have you? It's Star Wars. Seems like all the kids are talking about it these days. But if you're one of those folks out there, and we know we have a couple of these people in the audience because we get email. If you're one of those people who hates black people and women, that hates that they're at the forefront of the new Star Wars movie. First of all, please get a life. Right? Am I right?
That's happening? Really?
Yeah, I had no idea.
There's this whole bunch of people out there that they hate the fact that Star Wars is being promoted as starred by black people and women.
It's not Tyler Perry's Star Wars.
No, it's not.
Well, that was always the joke when Lucas was running the franchise that there were no black people in space.
Yeah, but now it's like on the other direction, and some people have issues with that. I don't. But here's the other thing: if you need to get a life, please do. And secondly, you're not going to like this. Director J.J. Abrams intentionally made The Force Awakens to appeal to women. Here's a quote from J.J. Star Wars was always a boy's thing and a movie that dads could take their sons to. And though that's still very much the case, I was really hoping this could be a movie that mothers could take their daughters to as well. I'm looking forward to kids seeing this movie and seeing themselves in it and seeing that they are capable of doing things that they never imagined possible.
So is that why Revlon has Star Wars mascara?
It must be.
Because if there's anything annoying me about the new Star Wars is that it's everywhere.
Yeah, well, tomorrow night at the hockey game, at the Ducks game, it's Star Wars night.
Of course.
And so they're giving away, half-price tickets if you show up in costume. I suggested to the powers that be, and they laughed at my face wantonly. I don't know why, but they did. When I suggested that if anybody shows up in a Princess Leia slave bikini, they should get in for free.
I think this is a fabulous idea.
Now, if you think about it, the ladies who could truly rock a Princess Leia slave bikini probably are already getting into the game for free, if you know what I mean. So this is where the hilarity ensues. The people who show up, men included, in the Princess Leia bikini will not be fun to look at. Although, it depends how you look at it, they will be fun to look at.
Yeah, it's going to be like a train wreck.
Exactly.
I intend on rocking that look, Phil.
Now,
so,
isn't that entertainment at its best?
So they shot down this idea.
It wasn't happening.
It wasn't even on the table.
No, not even. It didn't make it to the table. It was intercepted by an Imperial Star Cruiser shot it out of the sky before it hit the table. All right, that's my Star Wars story. It's true. True. All right. Now, it's that time of year when people watch their favorite TV and movies, or movies not necessarily made for TV, but the TV tends to show all the Christmas movies, and one of the ones that people always say is their favorite is...
Oh, you're talking about A Christmas Story.
Exactly.
Right?
We love that. The kid with the tongue on the pole and the BB guns.
Shoot your eye out.
Exactly.
Well, if you're into that film, and a lot of people, and the leg lamp.
The leg lamp. Yes.
Sure. A lot of people really like that film. You have an opportunity to actually stay in the A Christmas Story house. I believe it's in Cleveland. Over the, like, around the holidays. The auction starts today.
It's a real house as opposed to just a couple of four walls and a set?
Yeah, no, it's an actual house. You can stay in the house.
Wow.
You get two-night accommodations for four of you and three guests.
Uh-huh.
You get $800 in gifts
from
the A Christmas Story House gift shop. Apparently, it's like a museum. It's owned by a charitable organization, I guess.
Yeah.
I think they give you a leg lamp.
No kidding.
Yeah, you get your own leg lamp.
Is that what the kids calling it these days?
Right. And they also put you up for a night at the Renaissance Hotel in Cleveland.
Just in case, you know. So,
right.
It's a little dank in that house in Cleveland.
So there's you get to stay in the house. You get a BB gun, I guess, a decoder.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
That's awesome. I could use a BB gun at the house, at the Hewlett house. We've got a squirrel stealing avocados.
What about the pink bunny pajamas?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I should probably.
It might be cold.
Now you're talking.
Might need to inquire online. It's, what was the web address again? I think it's achristmasstoryhouse.com.
Yeah, right.
Is the website to go to. I don't know. I like the movie okay. I like the leg lamp. I thought that was pretty cool, but I'm not as nuts about that movie as some people are.
What's your big Christmas movie?
The Bill Murray, Scrooged.
Mm.
Scrooged.
I like Elf.
Yeah, it took me a while to warm up to Elf.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
But then after Anchorman came out, because I had a Will Ferrell thing.
Yeah.
Like, Will Ferrell's Will Ferrell and everything. Mm-hmm. Can't stand him.
Yeah.
Then he did Anchorman, and I'm like, okay.
Totally relate to that.
Anchorman, my favorite Christmas movie.
While we're talking about TV and movie stuff, a little later in the program, I have the 25 best TV theme songs of all time. See if you agree with us. We have the list, and we'll play some of them for you, including the number one TV theme song of all time. That's coming up a little later.
Are you going to do the countdown, Phil?
Yes.
Going up. The number one game show theme. TV show theme.
That's good. That's good. Here's a letter from Elizabeth. From Cleveland.
Did her dog die? I hope her dog didn't.
Yeah, I hope it did. It's ponderous.
Get Dawn on the phone. Get Dawn on the phone.
Have you ever been to Iceland?
No.
You mean my ex-wife?
Yes. the country of Iceland, you silly man, has only been involved in two wars ever throughout the ages of Iceland. There was the Age of the Sturlungs War. Sturlungs.
Say that again?
Sturlungs. S-T-U-R-L-U-N-G. From the years 1220 to 1264.
Oh, yeah.
A 44-year-long war.
That's a long war.
And then from 1958 to 1976, yet another long war, that one 18 years long, called the Cod Wars. Not just one, but there's several. Exactly. Cod Wars.
I am Darth Cod.
Sounds like something from The Hobbit or something. I don't know.
And so here we have 60, 70 years worth of war in Iceland, and they've only had one casualty.
And that was the cod? What?
Can we find out how these guys are fighting wars? Because we talk about all the damage, collateral or otherwise, that happens.
So they won.
Apparently. Yeah, they're still there. It's still Iceland. It's not Bobland.
We have all the cod. Yeah. So F you.
Codland.
Yeah. You know, when we were talking about movies, you know who Steven Spielberg is, of course.
Heard of him.
This is weird to me, and it seems like Hollywood never really accepted Steven Spielberg for as prolific as he is until late in his career. No actor or actress won an Oscar for a performance in a Steven Spielberg movie until, I'm going to give you the year, see if you can name the movie, 2013.
No idea.
Jaws.
2013?
I'm kidding. I don't know.
Jaws was like...
I know.
1976 or 75.
Oh, my gosh. Where's your sense of humor, Phil?
What's the matter with you? We bring you in once every couple of months. Jaws.
We're going to need a dumber show.
Yeah, we are. Good reference. All right. 2013. Daniel Day-Lewis in Lincoln.
Mm, okay.
Mm.
Darkest, slowest movie you'll ever see.
And he wins all the Oscars. That's why. DDL always gets them.
Yeah.
And two, was it because a lot of Spielberg stuff was so blockbuster that that kind of thing usually gets shunned at the Oscars?
Yeah. I agree.
You know, the big mass popular movies don't usually see anything except for maybe technical, you know, sound design or cinematography or
sure,
like that,
sure.
special effects.
Yeah. And the whole Lincoln White House, I mean, it was realistic because they did not have electricity when Lincoln was president. And so they just had a couple of candles here and there. So the nighttime scenes were very dark. The daytime scenes, if the sun wasn't out, were very dark.
Mm-hmm.
So now that was different during the President Gerald R. Ford administration. The Space Shuttle Enterprise was originally going to be called the Constitution. But hundreds of thousands of Star Trek fans, Trekkies, wrote to President Ford petitioning that the shuttle be called the Enterprise.
I was one of them, actually.
Were you really?
I actually did that, yes.
He gave in.
He
gave in. I didn't know
that. Enterprise.
You're a celebrity.
He's famous.
I'm a nerd.
You're famous. You're famous and stuff. Now, Greg, if you're a mom, I mean, Skylar, if you're a mom or a teenage daughter, chances are you're fighting right now with your mom or your teenage daughter. Find out why this time of year is the worst for mommy-daughter relations when we speak with an expert next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Hey, it's Phil Hewlett and Friends. Hi, how are you? We have Skylar here and Greg, and that makes a show because it's Phil Hewlett and Friends. The most wonderful time of year turns out to be the most stressful as well, and tempers are flying at home, mostly between mom and teenage daughter. Joining us live is the author of Dial Down the Drama, Reducing Conflict and Reconnecting with Your Teenage Daughter, A Guide for Mothers Everywhere. The book is available in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. Colleen O'Grady. Colleen, hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here as well. Now, why are moms and daughters fighting more this time of year than any other time of the year?
That is a great question. So the expectations are really, really high over the holidays. And that's why I kind of talk about you're walking through the grocery store and you hear it's the most wonderful time of the year. And so mom and daughter's expectations are really different. Like mom's expectation is all the family's together and it's this nice little cozy time. And her daughter's expectation is to be with her boyfriend or be with her friends and be out creating all sorts of excitement.
Yep, she in her head, she's singing, it's the most wonderful, I hate you, time of the, I hate you, year, right? Is that what she's singing?
Right, right.
Yeah.
And then you combine that with mom is completely exhausted because, like, her workload has just doubled. She's got to, you know, cook and clean and finish work deadlines and take care of a bunch of stressed out family members. And her daughter has this, like, humongous sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
And that's a bad combo.
Teenage girls are the worst, though, aren't they, when it comes to, like, reasonable conversation?
Are you speaking from experience?
Yes. I've lived through three of them. You know, and to one degree or another, it was impossible to have just a reasonable conversation. And I'm the dad. It was worse for mom. It really was. And that it has implications that last well beyond the teen years. And it takes until how long? When does it end?
Well, I know. See, the teenage girl, I mean, teenagers, but especially the teenage girls are hardwired for drama. And the really tough thing for mothers and daughters is that it's mothers get so triggered and it's so easy to take things personal. And that's why I experienced that with my own daughter. Early adolescence starts at 9. So at age 11, I thought, oh my gosh. So I thought, I am not going to spend the next 7 years doing this. So I figured out a way to dial this drama down. And basically, you have to have a strategy.
All right. Walk us through the strategy a little bit, will you? Or do we have to buy the book? I'm sorry. Am I going to just am I going to destroy it for you?
No, at least a sample.
What do I look like here? A teenage daughter? Come on. We want, give us something. Give us a couple of crumbs.
Okay. Well, I thought I could give you some four ways to put the wonderful back in the holidays, which I will be kind of addressing some of the crumbs.
Oh, good. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So number one, I would say is you have to have realistic expectations. And so I think it's completely unrealistic to have 24/7 bliss with your teenage daughter over the holidays. I don't think you would argue with me.
No, I wouldn't, because have you seen her boyfriend?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, and being around the holiday table with her looking down, texting, you know, kind of creates some problems.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yes.
Please.
But
well, why didn't you just bring him over? He's welcome to have a meal. Well, most of the time he's welcome to have a meal. Did he shower?
Yeah, absolutely. But what I'd like to say is you can have moments of wonderful every single day. But here's the strategy. You have kind of lower brain girl and whole brain girl.
Yeah.
So if you see kind of the reactive, crazy, low brain limbic girl.
Yeah.
Like you can't talk to her.
No, there's no talking.
She's what I call cray cray, or what the teenagers call cray cray.
No, you don't call them cray cray.
But then she starts to relax,
yeah.
And you go, oh, there's my daughter.
Yeah.
And those are the moments you need to just pounce on.
But those moments are so far and few in between that when she does relax, you immediately jump to the conclusion that your daughter must be on drugs.
Well, that's true. But actually, when she's relaxed, then she's a lot more pleasant.
Sure.
So it's like the simple moments where you're like, and here's the deal. If it has to be on her timing, which is kind of the bad news for parents, but like when I'm really tired and I want to go to bed, it's usually the time my daughter would say, oh my gosh, Mom, watch this cat video.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Which is a
exactly. But see, you were talking about having this is where it doesn't connect for me. You were talking about having a plan, a strategy, and that sort of thing. And,
yeah.
And it doesn't matter, you know, best laid plans of mice and mom. nothing happens unless it's on the timeline and terms of the daughter. You just said that. So what happens to the strategy?
Okay. Well, the strategy really is that you build positive moments with your teen any chance you can get.
Yeah, that's good.
And so if you have 15 to 20 minutes a day, that's great. And that's your lifeline. What I see too often is moms especially, first of all, get triggered with the eye roll and the arms crossed and the, you know, I hate you. And actually, let me just tell you, and I wonder why, but I hate you actually means I'm mad at you. I'm going to translate that for mothers right now.
Yes, please don't take it personally, moms. It's not the end of the world.
It means like you didn't buy me everything I wanted, and so I hate you, or you're not letting me go to that party where there's no adults.
Yeah.
So I hate you.
So and here's another tip for moms. Don't
yes.
say things to your teenage daughter like, oh, you wouldn't care if I just dropped dead right now, would you? And what do you think the answer is going to be? What do you think the answer is going to be, Mom? Come on. The daughter's going to say, die. Isn't she? Now, that she means that in an endearing way, but just the same, she wants you dead so that she can go with her boyfriend.
No, absolutely. And see what happens, and not many people are talking about that, and that's why I talk about it in my book, is teenage brain triggers mom's lower brain.
Oh.
And so moms can say just cray-cray things also. So.
I'm rolling my eyes, you know.
Yeah, hey, cool yes. it with a cray-cray here, okay?
Yeah.
That's ratchet.
Oh, you woke Greg up even.
All I wanted was a Pepsi, and you wouldn't give it to me.
That's right.
Right. So here's the good news for moms, is I'm giving you 100% permission for extreme self-care. Because it takes a ton of energy to parent your teen. Mm. So if you take really, really good care of yourself, you are a lot more patient with her. And here's another thing. I call it mother fog. if you're in mother fog, you are in big time trouble, because your daughter is completely clear, not about her homework assignments, but she's clear about what she wants to do on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So if you are in mother fog and she's clear, then she pulls out her whole arsenal of tactics.
And yep. Then you're in mother fogging trouble.
Right.
Okay.
It's a mother fogger, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Exactly.
Yes,
well, this is not a simple problem with a simple solution, and that's why there's an excellent book called Dial Down the Drama, Reducing Conflict and Reconnecting with Your Teenage Daughter, a guide for mothers everywhere, including where you are right now. I wish we had more time to speak with you, Colleen O'Grady, but the book is in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. We do recommend that everybody buy it as a Christmas gift for mom.
Yes.
And wrap it up and put the – and Dad, go ahead, buy it for mom and put it on the tag that it's from your daughter.
And then run like hell.
Yes, exactly. Because as dads, we avoid all of this drama. We're good at it.
Yes, y'all are good at that.
She loves you better. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for speaking with us for a short period of time. And Colleen, have wonderful holidays. And wait, I didn't ask. Do you have a teenage daughter?
I do. She's 19 now.
Oh, and has the torture stopped?
Well, yes. So I quickly learned at age 11 how to turn it around. And yeah, she's going to have her drama, but I don't have to participate in it. Uh-huh. And I have had a great time with her.
Missy, you've uncovered the solutions and they're all in the book. And we appreciate you doing that for us. And thanks again. And have a wonderful holiday season, Colleen.
All right. You too.
All right. There we go. See?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. What have we learned? We've learned a lot of things, haven't we? We've learned that I know a thing or two.
I wish that book was around when my mom and I were, when I was growing up. Yeah. That would have been nice.
But doesn't everybody go nuts at the holidays?
Pretty much. And not as nuts as teenage daughters, though. And by the way, it is that time of year, and this is how you diffuse it if you're dad. You put a brand new car in the driveway with a giant red bow on it. And this is what Americans all over the country do this time of year.
Yeah, the TV says that's what everybody does.
Yeah, we're supposed to, and just do whatever the TV says.
Right.
And we want to make sure you know which cars are the latest and greatest in every class. And one dude who runs the show over at Kelley Blue Book, I understand, will join us live next right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Oh, man, can I use a new car? How about you? Can you use a new car?
Oh, always.
You can always use a new car. There's some guys out there in the biz who are constantly trying out new cars. You know, like the car and driver dudes and, you know, the magazine dudes. They've got a new car in their driveway every week, and that's all they do their whole life.
Do they get paid to do that?
Well, that's a little like getting paid, isn't it? Like, what are you driving this week? A Corvette.
That's true.
I'm really bummed out. It's a Corvette.
Yeah. And they just walk around smelling like new car all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
But see, then you just get a whole bunch of opinion. What we really like is facts. And where do you go for facts when it comes to cars? You go to Kelley Blue Book. That's where you go. And that's why on the line with us right now is Kelley Blue Book analyst Akshay Anand. Did I say it well?
Yeah, that's perfect. How you doing?
Spectacular. Even better now that you're here, sir. Now, this has got to be one of the busiest times, if not the busiest time of the year, for car dealers. Am I right?
Yeah, the holiday season is always jam-packed with all sorts of excitement, just in the industry in general,
yeah,
dealers and everyone alike.
Now, the Los Angeles Auto Show just finished on Sunday. Did you spend the whole week out here looking at new cars?
I didn't spend the whole week. I spent the first 2 days out there looking at new cars.
That's all you needed was 2 days, huh?
Yeah, 2 days, plenty of walking around, you know, had to go get a nice massage afterwards.
Yeah, right.
De-stress. But
of
yeah.
course, they have plenty of places in Los Angeles where you can get a massage, especially downtown. Now, let's since we have most of this month to cut the best deal possible on a car for Christmas or other holiday, because it seems like a lot of people do that. You know, kids going off to college, or it's time to get the wife or the husband a car, something like that. Or it's a not so subtle suggestion that you want somebody to just leave.
Here's a map to Toledo.
Yeah.
Toledo.
I await further instructions.
I'm curious to know which vehicles in each class are the most worthy to look at as while we're out there shopping right now. And we might not know what all the cars are because, you know, the car show, the auto show, tends to showcase what the latest and greatest stuff. So where do we start? Luxury cars?
Yeah, we can start with luxury cars.
Yeah, because I heard there was a lot of that at the LA Auto Show.
There's a lot of luxury everywhere. Plenty at the LA Auto Show. I mean, luxury is just getting more and more competitive, and I think more so than ever, it's accessible to more and more people as a lot of luxury car makers make vehicles that are more in line with what the average consumer will spend on.
Does that mean that luxury cars are starting at a lower price point?
It does, yeah. A lot of luxury cars are starting at a lower price point. You see some luxury cars starting in the high 20,000s now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a Camry.
Yeah, I mean, you're finding that a lot where consumers more than ever are realizing, you know, they can option out a Camry or a Accord, or they can look at, you know, an Audi A3 or a Mercedes-Benz CLA for roughly the same price point.
So now what we're saying here about luxury then is this is it would be an automobile that does not have duct tape holding the fender on, right?
Yeah. Correct. I'm pretty just, sure
okay,
that,
all right.
Yeah, pretty okay. sure that's not the case.
All right,
good. So give us an idea when you were walking around what you thought in the, I don't know, say 35 grand, because that seems like a reasonable amount of money. If somebody wanted a good luxury car, and whoever you're going to give that car to with a nice red bow on it would be more than pleased to have this car.
Sure. I think, you know, it starts around the upper 30s, so I'll play with a little money there. But
sure.
I think the new Mercedes-Benz C-Class is a fantastic car.
Okay.
Had the opportunity to drive it a couple times now, and I just think the bang for the buck is really, really spectacular. You really feel like you're in something that's much more upscale. It's got a bunch of new features. It looks really nice on the interior. It almost feels like you're driving a slightly smaller S-Class, which
yeah.
is definitely a compliment.
Right, and an S-Class, you just double the price, right?
More than double.
Whoa. Okay. Now, I'm more of, at least for what I like, I'm in the SUV truck, and okay, fine, throw crossover in there, too, unless you think those need to be separated out. But that's a big category. There's a lot to look at in that group, right?
Huge category. I mean, you have a lot of smaller SUVs that are coming out now, you know, Jeep Renegade, Honda HRV, those that segment in general, you can actually get around 20,000 starting now.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're smaller, but they fit the bill for a lot of people in terms of good gas mileage, good utility, good perceptions of safety because of ride height. So you're seeing a lot of people snap up those small and compact SUVs.
Yeah. All right. Good. Now, if I wanted a truck, because I had a Ford F-150 at one time. And yep. those trucks seem to be getting bigger and lighter and more efficient, and just they're getting meaner looking too. And all the trucks are starting to get the Chevy GM trucks are looking meaner. But it's quite a competitive thing, and it seems like the trucks are more expensive than the other vehicles. Is that right?
I mean, they're getting more expensive in the sense that you can now pick more options on your truck than ever. So you can get an F-150, you know, for $40,000 if you want. You can option one out, make it as plush as a luxury car, and spend $65,000 on it.
Yeah, they have that Raptor, right? Isn't that like a $65,000 truck?
Yeah, or? The Raptor's up there in price. It's meant for off-roading and some more extreme activities like that. But yeah, that gets up there in price, certainly.
Yeah, or do you just want people to believe you're extreme? All right, so what's the next category there? A midsize?
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about midsize car. You know, that's kind of one of the it's been one of the best-selling segments in the car industry for as long as most of
what's us. What's an obvious example of midsize?
Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, Ford Fusion, all those guys.
So that's a car that everybody drives.
Correct. Yeah, it's your classic hauler, you know, good gas mileage, good size, just what a lot of people are looking for in a car you typically find with those. Reliability, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Now, everybody comes to the conclusion that the Honda Civic is the top of the heap when it comes to that in terms of quality and resale value and reliability. Is that the case, or have the other manufacturers kind of caught up?
Manufacturers are certainly catching up. What I will say is Honda is introducing a new Civic right now, and it's fantastic.
Ooh.
I think there were some people who kind of panned the older Civic, you know, the prior generation, but this new Civic is really, really nice, especially for the price.
That's nice to hear if you just got yourself a 2015 Civic.
thanks for that.
well, you know, it does speak to the state of the industry, the fact that everyone is catching up, though. It's almost like no matter what you end up with now, you almost can't go wrong in terms of reliability and just bang for the buck now. Cars are just getting so much better now.
Yeah. All right. Good. Now, you've got the kid going off to college, and so you want to look at an economy car, but you also want it to be safe, that it, you know, could take a hit from a midsize or a crossover or maybe even an SUV, and the kid's going to survive. They've got so many airbags in these cars now, it seems like it's a better deal than it used to be to get one of these economy cars. But am I right?
Yeah, you are. And I think what we're starting to see now for the smaller cars is some of the even pre-collision things that were previously only accessible in luxury cars are starting to trickle down. So, you know, whether it's lane keeping assist or blind spot detection or collision alerts, all the kind of stuff that will not only help you during an accident but avoid that accident entirely is now available in some of the smaller cars as well, which is really, really important.
Now, if you had an 18-year-old daughter, and she's getting ready to go to college, and she needs a car, she needs to drive. What's the economy car that you would pick?
I think right now, I mean, we just talked about it. I think the Civic is a great option. I'm really interested in the new Chevy Cruze when it comes out.
Ooh.
I think that's going to have a lot of good safety features. But
that's not too big of a car for a young new driver, is it?
No, I don't think so. It's around the same size as a Civic, so it's smaller than the Accord, smaller than the Camry, so it's certainly maneuverable around a city, and it's got some good technology features as well, which I think is going to be critical if you're a college student, right? You want to make sure that you're connected, but at the same time, you're not distracted, and a lot of cars are kind of providing that functionality now.
We're talking with Akshay Anand, and may I beg that you stay over to the next segment, because I want to ask you about hybrids, get a little more on that, and also get into the whole sports car class, because I think we all dream about having a convertible two-door monster car.
and a toupee.
And
they
a
come
toupee.
With toupees, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk with you some more. He's with Kelley Blue Book, and you're listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. Hour 2 coming up next. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is hour 2 of the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. Some of the stories we have for you this hour: is the dollar the best currency going right now? Our travel guy counts the beans for you. Plus, we have the top healthy foods, the healthiest foods, the toppest, healthiestest foods, the best TV theme songs ever. And if you're an online hater, beware. There's an international group of trolls who will hunt you down and out you for your behavior in a big way. I'm Phil Hewlett. Thanks for listening. Skylar Charisma and Gonzo Greg Spillane are here with us today. And that means we have a quorum. We can vote and we can approve stuff. And congratulations. It's a done deal.
Yeah, let's not do any of that.
The arguing period is over. All right? You lose. But you win, Greg, if you're driving around town in your gas-guzzling car, because it doesn't cost nearly as much anymore. Why?
Well, yeah, you're talking about driving those big old truck. You got a big old truck there, Phil?
Big old truck.
Big old breaker. 10-4, good buddy. Yeah, 25 days in a row, the gas price has gone down nationwide for gasoline.
Yeah?
Yeah, and so first time this has happened in forever.
Yeah.
I think the average price right now is $204.
That's awesome.
Average, that's the national average? Yeah, I just paid $240-something for a gallon of gasoline. I guess
Where? One of, oh, man.
I'm in the Vegas.
Yeah. Skylar, you were just in Tulsa, wasn't it? Cheap, real cheap.
It was like $1.60 something.
Wow.
Yeah, they're saying $1.79 in Michigan. The Midwest has a lot of.
But I live in Los Angeles, where you pretty much have to have a hybrid if you're going to live and have any money at the end of the month. And so let's find out more about hybrids, because Akshay Anand has been kind enough to stay over the break with us. He's from Kelley Blue Book. I think he runs the joint over there. Is that right, Akshay?
One day.
Who's this Kelley guy, and why can't I get more for my vintage Yugo?
Yeah, right. Oh, gosh. The Yugo. Best car ever. For jokes. The L.A. Auto Show just completed over the weekend, and all the auto dealers put out their latest and greatest, and we've gone through a handful of them because this is the time of year when a lot of people shop. It's the busiest time for car dealers. We talked about, in the last segment, luxury cars, SUVs, crossovers, trucks, midsize, and economy cars. But the biggest deal, and correct me if I'm wrong, at the car show, there wasn't as much of an emphasis on green vehicles as there has been in the past. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
Why do you think that is?
I think part of it is more and more automakers are rolling out more and more green cars, and as a result, they don't want to just hold them until the LA show, so they're kind of rolling them out year-round. If you look at the Prius, for instance, they had an unveil in Las Vegas in, I think, July or August or something like that. So they're just kind of unveiling them year-round because there are so many more green cars now than there were 5 years ago.
So it wasn't some kind of commentary on consumer trends that maybe, because when we're talking about the luxury cars that are starting in the 30s, that luxury is more accessible, that people might say, okay, fine, I can get the, you know, the dweeby hybrid, or I can just drive a really sweet car, and they're going for the sweet car instead.
Yeah, I mean, with gas prices so low as you just mentioned.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's face it, we're Americans. Gas is cheap again.
Yeah.
That's gonna get it. Yeah.
For a few weeks.
Right. I don't need no stinking hybrid.
Yeah. Now, but speaking of the hybrids, I mean, from Tesla on down, there are so many choices now. The luxury cars are making hybrid and even electric cars, and there are a lot of those to choose from. You've had time to think about this. I mean, there's a lot of price point, and they're always a little more expensive than their comparable not hybrid versions. But just the same, do you really end up saving a lot of money with these cars by just plugging them in?
Depends how long you keep them, honestly. The one other thing I will say is that cars, non-hybrid cars, are getting more and more fuel efficient. And as a result, kind of that spread between hybrid and non-hybrid cars has narrowed in terms of MPG.
Because you still have to pay your electric bill.
You do. You still have to pay your electric bill. And you know, the difference between the Prius's 50 MPG and Accord's, let's say, 30 MPG is much less than 20 MPG 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So as that spread narrows and as gas prices get cheaper, it's just been a tougher and tougher sell for hybrids in particular.
No, we were talking about buying economy cars for the kids as they go off to college, but does it make sense to get like a Nissan Leaf?
Sure, especially if they're doing a lot of, close by commuting, or if they live relatively close to home. It absolutely makes sense to get them an electric car, provided they can charge it.
Plug it in, right.
Yeah, and are there more and more places to plug in, or is it getting more difficult? And do you always have to have like a little, an ID card or something like that to swipe, and it hits your PayPal account before you can start juicing it?
There are. I mean, I know that the apartment complex I just moved into is building more electric parking spots. Work has electric parking spots, I know, and I'm in Orange County, and a lot of the shopping centers around have electric vehicle parking spots. So I think there are getting more and more, and then there are companies that are releasing kind of solutions for those who don't have immediate needs to electric vehicle parking spots.
You have to run that extension cord out the window and down around the side of the apartment building.
No, here's the thing, Greg. The cable that comes with those cars, you gotta hide that sucker, because if you replaced it, cost about $1,000. Am I right?
Copper in there, yeah, just alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Yeah. All
buddy
right.
Of mine has the. Are they still making the is Chevy? Still making the Volt? Is that still around?
Yeah, and that was actually just redesigned, and I think it's a fantastic redesign.
Well, good to know. All right. Nice. Now, talking about fantastic, if you had, and we could break this into several categories. Let's say, because I know there's a new Miata out there. If you're going to start at the low end of sports cars, maybe, and then get into the mid range, and I don't know, we're probably looking at a BMW sports car. I forget which one that is, and then beyond that, then you're getting into you know, the high-end sports cars, which the border on the supercars, and I don't know that we necessarily need to go there, but we all dream, we all can dream that we're going to have a sports car, especially, you know, when we do get that toupee, Greg. Drive it around the beach with the top down.
Sure, you hit 50, you get one. Here's your sports car and your toupee.
Yeah, where do we start with sports cars? Miata?
I think the Miata you mentioned is a great it's just a fun car. It's not a sports car that's going to blow your socks off in terms of going 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, but it's really fun to drive around in. It's, you know, it's almost like the fun you get when driving a I guess a go-kart or something.
I was going to say, yeah, it's like a go-kart. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's super lightweight. The new redesign is really attractive, in my opinion. I think it's just a really, really fun car, and it has been for quite some time.
Yeah, all right. And so where do we go from there? Everybody makes a sports car. Is the next step like a Mustang or a Corvette?
Yeah, I mean, I think what Chevy's done with their two recent sports cars have been fantastic, those being the Camaro and the Corvette. Camaro, I had a chance to drive the Camaro SS. Fantastic vehicle, and it gets up and goes in a hurry, which I love. And the Corvette, I had a chance to drive that as well when it came out, and I don't recall the last time. I don't think I would have ever thought I would say I'd have that much fun in a Corvette.
Yeah.
It just blew me away, and I took some friends around in it, some coworkers, and they were all like, wow, this is amazing.
Well, see, you get to test drive those cars, too. I didn't realize that. I thought it was just the guys at the road and track and the car and driver, but you get to do that?
Yeah. If you look on Kelley Blue Book, we have editorial reviews and consumer reviews for every single car that's out there, all 300 and whatever models there are.
Wow.
Got everything.
You are the man. You must have ladies waiting for you at the gas stations just to hop in and get a ride.
I'll say I don't, just in case my girlfriend's listening.
Good one.
All right. So, fine. Now, the price point on a Corvette is somewhere $50,000 to $70,000, depending on what you're going to buy, right?
Yeah, it starts in the 50s, and you can get it over $100,000 if you opt for the Z06.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you've got $100,000 to spend on a sports car, you've got a lot to look at, right?
Oh yeah, there's so much to look at. I mean,
go pick one.
So I know that you know, when you're getting to $100,000 and everything, so, to some people, brand is important. You can actually get an Aston Martin now for starting at $99,995.
Oh, and
like
they
that.
Have an
oh,
Aston
what's
Martin.
What's the coupon code for that? What's the what do I enter to get
it's,
that
it's
deal?
It's 007 is what it is.
Yeah, it's 007.
Right.
Exactly. It's their Vantage GT, and I think there's just something about driving an Aston that I love, just kind of the aura that it gives almost.
You know, while we're talking Aston Martin, did they not come out with a super fast four-door sedan?
Yeah, they have quite a few vehicles within their lineup now. You know, they have the Vantage that I mentioned. They have the Rapide, which is the four-door you're talking about, the Vanquish.
Yeah.
And, you know, the new Bond movie just debuted the DB10, which we actually had here at Kelley Blue Book for a little bit, and that was unreal.
Did you get to drive it?
I got to sit in it.
Huh?
One of my coworkers got to drive it and you know, live his Bond fantasies out, which was pretty cool.
Did you spit on the steering wheel so that nobody else would sit in it after you?
He you know, may have, may not have. Who's to say?
All right, now I can't let you go. There is one more type of vehicle that I want to make sure that I just get a quick recommendation from you, and then we're going to let you go because you've been very generous with your time, and we appreciate that. We're talking with Axay Anand from Kelley Blue Book. He will someday run the joint over there. So if I'm in the market for a minivan, you know, the family car, the family vehicle, is the minivan the thing that we're looking at now, or have we moved into some other type of car?
No, I mean, the minivan is still a great option, especially if you have kids, obviously, because then you crumbs and mess and this and that.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the innovation that the Honda Odyssey debuted a couple years ago. There's a built-in vacuum, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't beat that if your kid is eating goldfish crackers in the back seat.
Is that the minivan of choice, do you think, or who's competitive now?
I think the Honda Odyssey and the Kia Sedona right now are the minivans of choice for me. The Odyssey, just because of unique features like that, and the Sedona, it's just so comfortable.
Yeah.
When I've sat in a Sedona, and I want to sit in the back and be chauffeured around. It's crazy.
How about that? Well, we've covered a lot of ground, and we sure appreciate it. And we want everybody to go to KBB.com and poke around, see what your car is worth, see what other cars cost, and read the reviews, and look for pictures of Axay Anand sitting and spitting on the steering wheel of an Aston Martin.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what I do.
We'll be looking for that.
Right, great. And say hello to your girlfriend for us, will you?
I will do that.
All right. Take care now. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much, Phil. Take care.
There. Did we do the whole car business justice there?
I think you did.
Feel like buying a car now?
I want all of them.
Let's just go test drive.
Can we?
You might get a free cup of coffee.
I got 99.999 lying around for an Aston Martin.
Yeah, do you?
Sure.
Why not? Why not? Okay, coming up, we've got some lists for you, and our travel guy's coming up real soon, too, and so be sure to hear what's on our lists next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. All right, here we go. We have the 25 best TV theme songs of all time. We'll play some of them for you, but let's see if you remember. I'll start from 25 and work our way up. 25, Space Ghost, Coast to Coast.
Oh, excellent.
Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at that.
Do you want to take any guesses on like what number one is? The number one ultimate TV
Throw out a number one guess. We'll get there. What do you think it is?
MASH.
MASH. All right. What do you think, Skyler?
Friends, of course.
Friends. All right. 25 is, I'm going to say Gilligan's Island. 25 is 24, Scooby-Doo. 23,
Yeah, good one. Yeah.
Mission Impossible. 22 is AMC's Halt and Catch Fire. I have no clue what that is.
Oh, wow. Okay. I like the show, but I can't remember the theme song.
21 is Nickelodeon's Clarissa Explains It All.
Mm-hmm.
20 is...
Oh, millennial. You're so millennial over there.
Yeah.
With your Clarissa Explains It All.
20 is Miami Vice. 19 is a TV show about a little radio station.
Yay!
Baby, if you've ever wondered... Wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP.
Skyler over there doing the shimmy, the whole thing. She's dancing.
It's the loudest ride cymbal in recorded music history. I don't know what it is, but that just comes through like crazy on that.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Half the people who heard that had no idea what you meant, and the other half pretended they did.
Also, awesome song.
Yeah, not bad. Now, the next one, Skyler, you picked this and you were so wrong. It's not number one. It's number 18.
What?
I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you.
Most dysfunctional, strangest group of people to dance in a fountain ever. That's Friends.
Chandler, that's what I say.
Right. let's see. The American version of The Office is 17. Adult Swim's C-Lab 2021 is 16. The Big Bang Theory, 15. Na 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 Batman from the 1960s is number 14. The Sopranos is number 13.
What? Don't Stop Believing? Oh wait, no, I'm sorry. I get that mixed up.
Not that. Number 12 recorded and performed by Danny Elfman, if I'm not mistaken. That's.
Yes. I love the Samsons.
Straight out of Oingo Boingo. Yep. And people said, hey, this dude can compose, and then he got his whole movie career out of this, right? Next, The Addams Family, The Monkees, Hawaii Five-O, Futurama, Laverne and Shirley, the British version of The Office. Now we're in the top five.
I think this ranking is a little off, but okay.
Top five, you're going to agree probably with all of these. Maybe not. Cheers.
Okay. I guess.
Happy Days.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, I love the show, but yeah, not top five.
Well, this is voted by a bunch of dweebs.
All nine of them.
Who go to website called uprocks.com.
Also stoners who watch a lot of Cartoon Network.
So here you go. Number two is Nickelodeon's The Adventures of Pete and Pete. I have no clue what that
no
is.
No clue.
And what did you guess was the number one, Greg?
I was saying MASH.
Not on the list. Here's your
not even on the list.
Here's your number one. Sing
what
along,
match
everybody.
Game.
Sing along.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
Can't argue with that.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes.
Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem...
Now, when you were 13 years old, admit, you thought Mary Tyler Moore was hot.
She's hot as hell. Yes.
You notice, though, they don't really have theme songs anymore for TV shows, so that's probably why some of these seem a little off.
Well, they do. They're just there in the background.
And they're just real short. Like,
right.
They don't really do opening credits the way they used to. Like, yeah. I mean, Beverly Hills 90210 wasn't on that list, and that's the best one.
What?
Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na.
Getting all millennial over there again.
That's not even millennial.
Greg, you got a list for us. Give us the healthiest foods. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
A lot of them, well, you'd be surprised what some of them are. Hold on. I'll be surprised as soon as I find where I put the dang list.
You lost the list?
Time Magazine, I don't know who put them in charge of picking out the healthiest foods, but they did put out a list. And anybody want to take any guesses at healthiest foods?
Steak.
Steak is not really near the top of the list.
That's broccoli. Not.
I think broccoli's in there. Number one at the top of the list is something I don't know what this is, and I feel stupid for not knowing it. But it's essentially a spice, so I don't think it counts as a food. It's harissa.
Harissa?
Harissa. H-A-R-I-S-S-A. It's a spicy chili paste or powder. Oh. And apparently it's kind of trendy and popular right now.
Okay, fine.
And so you put it on in soups or stews or mashed potatoes or something like that. But it's apparently really good for you. Low calories, low fat, stuff like that.
Yeah. What else?
And also, what I was surprised, near the top of the list, popcorn is
popcorn
okay.
Is healthy?
Popcorn.
Thank goodness, because it's my favorite thing in the world.
It's awesome, like the way you get it at the movies where you totally slather it in weird vegetable oil stuff, but
sure.
Not that way. They suggest air popped, basic popcorn.
Air popped and dry. No cheese, no butter, nothing
so,
like that.
So, really, not very fun to eat, but apparently good for you. Also, near the top of the list, goat cheese is good for you. So, that's good. Coconut is good. Actually, steak, beef, grass-fed beef.
Yeah.
Grass-fed beef, apparently.
Oh.
Is actually fairly good for
as opposed to grain-fed.
I guess that's the difference.
Yeah.
And also
corn-fed
beef, canned salmon, even healthier than fresh salmon, is good for you, apparently.
Hmm. I eat canned sardines all the time.
Ew.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why?
I put them on some
what are you, a hobo?
Some French
Seriously?
Bread.
Seriously.
Some French bread and some mustard, and I'm good to go.
Would you like to come over for dinner? I mean,
no, why?
I'm
why are you serving sardines?
Do you need a place? Do you need to get out of your cardboard box, Phil?
No, you know the can with the like the Swedish fisherman on the can, the Nordic sail in the wind, the whole deal.
We
you're
know.
Riding the train with Pee-wee out to the Alamo to find his bike. I know.
You got your stick with the hanky on the end of it.
It's
a quick snack, and it's great. Essential oils, the whole thing. What else?
Of course, as you might expect, they want us to eat tofu and dandelion greens, and there's a lot of crap like that on here. But it's good to know that steak is not as bad for you as we initially thought.
As long as it's grass-fed as opposed to corn-fed.
Steak. Right.
Exactly. Grass-fed, not corn-fed. All right, well, good. I feel healthier.
See? I'm here to help.
Yeah. Of all things, coming from
Hold on. I'm having another potato chip while we go to break. Anchor.
Hey, what's your dollar worth? 100 pennies?
You're assuming I have a dollar?
I know.
Huh?
Well, look, coming from me, I'm the sardine-eating guy. Anyway, what's your dollar worth, I ask? That depends where you spend it, and that's why our travel guy joins us next. Dressed as a Swedish fisherman, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
Football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year, but you can keep your family safer. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You wondered why people spend so much time reading celebrity blogs. You read a celebrity blog. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake shakes the community to the ground. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, here we go. I don't know. I'm just having a good time today. It's a pretty good show. 1 year... we were vacationing in Florence, Italy, and I found this beautiful hotel online. It was right on the Arno River, which was fairly polluted at the time. I thought the locals should say the water's so dirty, there are no fish. Anyway, the Arno River there in Florence, beautiful Florence, Italy, five-star hotel, gorgeous hotel. But when I went to check out, the price I negotiated, it might have been even on Priceline, I'm not sure, was a completely different amount of money in euros. I don't know what happened or what I did, but I certainly didn't save any money. So use my example. Don't make the same mistake. Learn the exchange rate, and let's learn more about it and whether now is a good time to exchange your greenback for other people's bucks. Gary Warner is here, our travel guy. Hi, Gary.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Good, good, good. Now, for the folks who have no clue about this, currencies around the world are not equal. They fluctuate, and there have been times in recent history when a dollar didn't buy much, right?
Yes, there have been times in recent history when the dollar didn't buy much, and there also were times like right after World War II when it was the king. I'll give you a good example. Japan, great deal right now, 120 yen to the dollar. Well, back in 1960, the year they had the Olympics there, 360 yen to the dollar.
Wow. So $1 would get you 360 of their equivalent currency.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and now it's 120?
Now it's 120, which is actually very good because it has a tendency to bounce the last 20 years or so between 80 and 120. And it's actually at 123 right now.
Yeah. All right. But the difference is if you wanted to buy a Sony television that would cost $1,000 here in the United States, you go to buy it in Japan, it's going to be 100,000 yen, right? So it ends up more or less evening out?
Well, you know, in terms of international trade, the companies have a tendency to, you know, modulate their prices based on their costs.
Yeah.
And so, it you know, we're here to talk basically about travel in terms of buying goods, you know, in the United States from overseas. And sometimes, yeah, you can get some deals because overall the dollar is stronger. But companies have a tendency to play that one.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know how it is. You're out there traveling. You're saving a bunch of money because the dollar is strong. And you're in a department store in the middle of wherever it is you're traveling to. And you say, holy cow, take a look at this beautiful TV. And all I have to do is get an adapter to plug it in the wall. And it's only $50. And I would spend, you know, $500 back at home. Let's buy it and pay for the shipping. And we're still ahead of the game.
Well, I can remember buying some CDs in France or some DVDs in France and coming back and finding out that they have a completely different system.
Yeah.
And so they didn't run it all. So, yeah, you have to watch out for these things. And I don't know, are you going to take that 54-inch television on your carry-on with you?
Yeah, right. No, I'll ship it. I'll do something. I'll pay the $100 to ship it.
Yeah.
Save your money.
I would wait for Cyber Monday next year.
Cyber Monday. All right. Now where are we going? Should we start in Europe with the Euros?
Yeah. I mean, overall, between last year and this year, the dollar has started to cool somewhat, but the prices are still the exchange rates are still really good. The euro has lost 15% of its value. In Australia, let's reverse this. Let's talk about how much more dollar you get.
Okay.
The dollar's up 15% against the euro. It's up 14% against the Australian dollar, 15% against the Canadian dollar, 15% against the Tahiti franc, and 34% against the Brazilian, I think it's the real. I forget what it is.
34%. You know, on any given day, if somebody offered you 30% of a discount or an advantage in whatever you're purchasing, you'd say, I'm there. And it's Brazil? Wow.
Brazil, yeah, where they're having the Olympics. But the problem when you see those percentages, when you see a 34% change or a 50% change, is that inflation is going to kick in and you're going to end up spending more money. In other words, yes, the dollar to the local currency rate is good, but they're just going to pump up the amount. And particularly if you're a foreigner and you're going to places that foreigners go, there's a foreigner price and a local price.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's $10 for you for a loaf of bread, and it's $1.50 for the local.
But we're certainly in a way better spot than we were in, say, like 2008, when even the Canadian dollar was worth more than ours, which was, I'm sorry, just embarrassing.
Yes. The usual thing is that the Australian dollar and the Canadian dollar are usually somewhere around 1-to-1.
Right.
With the U.S. dollar. And right now, we're well above that. The euro is almost down to 1-to-1. And it was like at 1.4, 1.35. The pound is down to about where the euro was, 1.3, 1.4. That one flips around because the pound's actually worth more than the dollar. But yeah, basically, your money's going a lot farther. And what I wanted to talk a little bit about, Phil, was that where that works and where that doesn't work during your trip.
Good. Go ahead.
Okay. Where you're likely to make your biggest savings is when you are already in country and you are buying things at places that the locals are buying from, like a supermarket or, you know, a local clothing store or something like that, because those people are selling to the locals. That's their clientele. So they're going to the prices aren't going to change. When you are in a store on the Champs-Élysées, they've probably, tweaked their prices because they know that there's over 1 million foreigners in Paris on any given day. You know, despite the troubles recently, that's down, obviously. But the point being that the higher end you go, the more likely you are to see them shift the price to make up that gap. Whereas if you're staying at the B&B that the businessman from the little town down the road stays at, you're going to do great.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Now, if you were to pick a spot, is Brazil it obviously is a great value, but the inflation, as you point out, kicks in. If you were to pick a spot and say, all right, my dollar is going to get me a nice hotel, it's going to get me whatever it is that I need, my entertainment and all of that, and I'm going to come home and be absolutely satisfied with the amount of money I saved thanks to the exchange rate, what spot would you pick?
I would say New Zealand and Australia, which are already traditionally less expensive because hotel prices they have more casual type hotels. They have motels like we have. Rental car rates are pretty good. So you're already starting out at a fairly low level, and now with that exchange rate, it drops down even further. So you're seeing, 15% in Australia, and I think it's even more in New Zealand. There was a Cyber Monday sale yesterday on Air New Zealand for $948 round trip to from Los Angeles to Auckland with an additional add-on to go to Australia. And under $1,000 down there is just a great price.
Wow. Sounds good. Gary Warner, always great to talk with you. I feel like I got my money's worth today. Did we leave something
out? I just want to tell you one other thing.
Yes.
Two places that you shouldn't go where the dollar is worth less.
Oh, really? Where?
Somalia and South Sudan.
Well, by the way, thanks for pointing out that we probably shouldn't travel to Somalia and South Sudan these days.
Yeah. Oh, my holiday plans are ruined.
Mogadishu is off the map for travel plans.
Right. Travel guy down. All right. Thanks a lot for being on the show, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Take care, guys.
All right. Bye. Same to you. There he goes, Gary Warner. Some great travel advice, huh?
So, yeah, Brazil right now for that special massage, apparently, you can your dollar goes further.
That special massage.
For the special massage.
Special? Good to know. I don't understand.
Good to know.
Special.
Yeah. So much to pack into our final segment, including celebrity net worth that will surprise you. The police in Germany have tapped into fashion in a big way. When the people go nuts on the airlines, it's always fun to find out who they're related to, believe it or not. And one last tidbit about Brazil that will just knock your socks off, and especially if you're an online hater. So haters alert, that and more coming up next in the final segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. All right, here we go. Final segment of this edition of Phil Hewlett and Friends. And so celebrities are worth a lot of money, but some of them are hitting hard times. Skyler, isn't that true?
Oh, yeah. We have the celebrity net worths and then the celebrity not worths.
Okay, give us a couple of richies and then a couple of not so.
Okay, I'm going to start with a not so. His name is Chris Tucker.
Who's that?
Chris Tucker. Remember him from Rush Hour 2, Rush Hour 3, all the Rush Hours?
Oh, yeah.
He made like $20 million for the second one, $25 million for the third one.
Wow.
And he's in the hole $11.5 million.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Yeah. So.
50 Cent is actually worth way more than that now that after filing bankruptcy earlier this year. So he's at about $15
million.
Yeah. Clearly bankrupt. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Just hold up the number one, $1 million.
That's how much he's worth?
That's how much he's worth.
Oh.
Lindsay Lohan,
uh-huh.
Divide the $1 million in half. That's what she's worth right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It all went to rehab, or is it going to her dad? I thought her dad was in charge of her affairs because, court-appointed, or he wanted to be.
Could have been. I mean, a lot of celebrities' parents have been in charge at one point or another. I don't know if that's the case with her, but remember she got that handout from Oprah not too long ago?
Right.
Well, because Oprah can afford it because she's worth $2.9 billion.
Yeah, so, wow.
Billion with a B? Billion?
With a B.
Yeah, and she...
Oprah?
She owns Maui.
What? She is... she is rolling.
She bought the whole island. You get a coconut. You get a coconut.
And guess,
Oprah does not own Maui.
Guess who's still totally in the green? Bill Cosby, despite everything. $400 million.
Well, what's he spending money on?
Well, I thought we knew what he was spending money on.
All the money he's saving on not buying roofies now.
Fat Jello money that he's raking in still.
Yeah, yeah. All right, now let's talk fashion for a second. And they're tapped into it because up there, what's her name? The fashion lady with the German accent who has the TV show about
Heidi
fashion.
Heidi
Klum, right? Mm-hmm. You're off the show. You're cut. You're done.
I love how your mind works.
You must be killed.
The German lady with the accent that does the fashion show.
Yeah.
Heidi Klum. Yeah. Heidi Klum.
It's exactly.
Project Runway. Ding,
ding, Project ding, ding, Runway. Ding. Exactly. See, this is
what
why.
Is Project Runway?
This is why you're here. Now, those Germans, they've really tapped into fashion. And what have they done now?
Well, they really have. Who remembers the movie Spaceballs? Particularly, yes. Particularly Rick Moranis's helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dark Helmet.
Dark Helmet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently, that's what the new German police gear looks like.
No kidding.
They're in Bavaria. Yeah.
Wow.
They're making fun of it all around the internet. Yeah, they're comparing him to Dark Helmet and to the Ninja Turtles and to Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They tried to say Darth Vader, but no. Maybe. If you look at it, do we have the picture?
In fact, I'm looking at the show fun page right now, and our web munchkins are on the case. The picture side by side.
Because it's hilarious.
May the Schwartz be with you. It's right there, and it's lovely. So go to PhilHewlettAndFriends.com, click on Show Fun. You'll see it right there.
So good.
Lovely. Good stuff. All right. Way to go, Germans. Now, if you're flying around, you think, man, this holiday season, you're eating a lot of food, Thanksgiving food. I had the vegetarian Thanksgiving at my sister's house. And it was, you know, frankly, she's been at it for 3 years or so, the vegetarian thing. So she's getting better at it. The food's getting tastier. But still, if you're not accustomed to just downing a whole bunch of veggies, you know, it could go through you in a hurry and you can get a little, you know. You can't be on the job. Let's put it
that
way.
What are you saying there, Phil? Yeah. What are
get
you,
it
what
out.
Are you
get it
at?
Out.
You can't be on the job because you're on the John. Because
you can't leave the house.
Exactly. But you think about some of the other jobs that are out there where, you know, you can't leave the controls.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right, Greg?
Oh, I see where you're going, Phil. Thank you.
Just call me Captain Cryptic.
Yeah, I didn't know this, but, well, you remember the movie Airplane, right?
Yeah.
And everybody gets sick because of, like, food poisoning?
Yeah.
Because they all had, the fish, right? And mm-hmm. And so then somebody has to fly the plane. Actually, the pilots on planes will usually eat different meals in the event of food poisoning.
Wow.
So they regularly, it's like, okay, you're having this, I'll have this just in case.
Mm-hmm.
So one of us will be here. In case there's something bad with the food, which I think takes airline food jokes to a whole new nuclear level.
Of course it does.
And apparently, further research shows that the pilots actually get better food than you do in the box. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have separately prepared
meals. I hope they do, please.
I would hope so, too.
But they'll ask me, what would you like? I'd like what the pilots have. No, the co-pilot. The pilot. Co-pilot. Let's flip for it.
Hate this decision.
But airlines, you know, people, when they're asking for their food and they get stuff and they realize they're not eating what the co-pilot's eating, they go a little nuts.
Oh, that's true as well. And we were speaking of celebrities in the news. So if you can guess who this lady's related to, this will be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
There was a woman on a plane, and I miss the days of flying on a plane when somebody got out of hand and the stewardesses would just come around and give them lots of booze until they passed out and shut up.
Yeah.
Now, when somebody gets out of hand, you have to jump up and tackle them, and the plane gets diverted to, in this case, New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
where a woman went nuts, threatened to slit somebody's throat,
whoa.
And threw a cell phone at the flight attendant.
Wow.
That woman was the stepmother of actress Lindsay Lohan.
Wow, she's in the news twice today.
Yes, exactly, on a JetBlue flight. So obviously things get going
for the
Lohan family.
She's not doing so hot.
No.
She was trying to get from Fort Lauderdale to L.A. and ended up in New Orleans after freaking out on the plane.
New Orleans. Yeah, yeah. All right.
So, like I said, just give them booze until they pass out, and then everybody's happy.
Thing about the internet, Greg, is that very often people hide under a cloak of secrecy because they don't say who they are. They're out there just hating posting things.
The internet is, if it's known for anything, it's for a calm intellectual discourse on the events of the day, right?
Yeah.
No. Have you looked at YouTube comments lately? Yeah, clearly the trolls are a problem, and they're kind of ruining the internet. And there's a campaign in Brazil for people who troll like this and put up horrible hate-filled racism. They'll use the geolocation thing in your post to find out where you live.
Wow.
And then they will post your comments, ignorant as they are, on a giant billboard right around the corner from your house.
Whoa!
So, remember when you thought you were all anonymous on the internet typing this horrible hate-filled stuff?
And stuff.
And then, boom, it shows up on a giant billboard right around the corner from your house.
Lovely.
I think this is an amazing, great way to keep the trolls under control.
Me too.
Because
Are going to get famous.
Well, they do. They block out. They pixelize your screen name and your picture or your avatar.
It's right near your house.
Right.
Boy, it's a good thing they don't have my city outlawed billboards a long time ago. You want to know, every year they tell you how much it's going to cost to buy all the items, all the stuff in the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, and inflation and all of that. It comes into play.
Because everybody wants 12 birds of crapping or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, right.
Right?
Only 3 of the 12 items had price jumps this year. Partridge in a pear tree is up 3.5%. Two turtle doves are up 11.5%. And the 10 Lords of Leaping will cost 3% more than they did last year. Apparently, demand for old jumping men has slightly gone up. The total this year for all of the items, $34,131. That's 0.6% higher than last year. Which was $33,933. So just in case you needed to know.
Can I just get a gift card to the liquor store? Would that be? How would that be? That would
be perfect.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
We see stories every year about somebody dropping something crazy in a Salvation Army kettle, like a gold chain or a diamond ring, but this is a whole other stratosphere. A group of firefighters was asking for Salvation Army donations outside a grocery store near Minneapolis this weekend when someone dropped a check in the kettle, a check for $500,000.
Wow.
According to a spokeswoman, it was an elderly couple who want to remain anonymous. They did indeed intend for the check to be that much. It's real. It's a good check. They say that they did it to honor one of their fathers who fought in World War I and used to talk about how the Salvation Army workers walked around handing out coffee and donuts to the troops. And they also want to encourage other people to write $500,000 checks. No, they want to encourage other people to be as generous as they can with donations this year.
That's sweet.
Officials are still confirming, but it might be the largest donation anyone has ever left in a Salvation Army kettle.
Based on what you find at the Salvation Army store when you go shopping there, it's okay. $500,000. It's not the most upscale shopping experience is what I'm saying, I think.
Right. Exactly.
I found some great values there. Just stylistically,
questionable.
And we always like to leave on a heartwarming note. Here are some stats on sneezing from a new survey. 94% of us do it louder in private. Only 11% of us think our sneezes are cute. 10% have tried to suppress a sneeze during sex. And 6% of us have tried to suppress a sneeze during a meeting. You shouldn't do that because your eyes will pop out.
Look, over there? That's coming out somewhere. And if you're doing it during sex, it's probably better to sneeze.
That's right. Hey, we love your comments. Click contact at philhewlettandfriends.com. We're on Twitter at Faf Show, PHAF Show, on facebook.com/philhewlettandfriends. And thanks to our executive producer. Oh, by the way, leave us a voicemail on the website, will you? Look for the blue tab. Click on it. It's free. You don't even have to leave your email or anything. It's totally private and cool. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our producer, Brooke Peterson, our production assistant, Ryan Hayden, who couldn't find his way into the office today. Our theme song composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Skyler, for Greg, and for all the friends, I'm Phil. Talk to you next time on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.